Hello and welcome to the May 18th edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borg from Quito, and I'm checking in today with NAREIT senior economist Calvin Schnorr for the latest on the impact of the coronavirus crisis on the economy and commercial real estate. Calvin, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
So let's start off with the economic news. Last week, we saw retail sales suffer the largest ever one-month decline with a 16.4% drop in April. What does this signal about the outlook?
Well, certainly this was a terrible number, and it was not unexpected. And everyone knew that this was going to be really bad with all of the stores being closed. We saw declines in nearly every category. Now, for the economic content, keep in mind some of these sales will be made up in the months ahead. We saw large declines in auto sales, in furniture, and things like that. And we probably will see those recovered later in the year. There are other sales that will not be made up, and that would be the restaurants, the bars, some of those types of activities. It's also interesting to see, though, that the non-store retailers category, which includes e-commerce, was up more than 8%, but it didn't come close to erasing the decline elsewhere. So what this tells us is that even though the current crisis is obviously having a lot of impact on retail stores, online commerce is still no substitute for a lot of the shopping that people do. So even after this crisis passes, this tells us there's still a strong role for bricks and mortar retail sales.
And Fed Chairman Jerome Powell went on 60 Minutes last night to talk about the outlook and Fed policy. What are his most important messages?
Well, the chairman did deliver a fairly dire outlook, just recognizing, you know, we were just talking about the retail sales. There are a lot of other areas that are clearly hard hit. What was very, very encouraging is he had a clear diagnosis of the problems, and he discussed the tools that the Fed has to address them and that he's fully committed to use them. One topic that came up a number of times is whether the Fed is out of ammunition or not. And in past recessions, the main policy tool was lowering interest rates, but that's not really the issue right now. Interest rates were already low, but this is not a cost of borrowing problem. With the shutoff in cash flows, businesses and households, they need liquidity, they need lending, and the Fed has opened their lending facilities to meet that need. And that's where Chairman Powell said that they have virtually unlimited ability to lend, to support lending to the private sector, and that's what the economy is going to need to get through this crisis. Now, that's actually going to help not just the employers who are trying to meet their payrolls and other obligations, but to the extent that that means that the tenants can also make their rent and mortgage payments and continue in operation, this is going to be favorable for commercial real estate and for REITs, the type of Fed support that we're seeing.
Now, companies are wrapping up their reporting of first quarter results. What have we learned about how REITs have performed?
In some ways, the first quarter performance is really old history because what happened was before the crisis had really set in, but you do see a fairly strong mark in the reports. The sectors that were hit first, the hotels, the lodging, and resorts, suffered an awful lot in their earnings, and you can see that the earnings in retail sector were weak as well. But one of the other things that's very clear in the company's reports is that they were on a strong footing when this crisis hit, much stronger than they had been in previous downturns. You can look at their leverage. The leverage ratios were very low. They had reduced their debt obligations as a share of their total financing. They had lengthened the debt maturities. These are giving them solid balance sheets. Their operating performance was quite good through the end of last year with record or near-record occupancy rates. So these are factors that are giving them a stronger base to face the current challenges. We're actually in the process of wrapping up the T-Tracker report, which is the NAREIT quarterly earnings report, operating performance report for the industry. And we'll be releasing that later this week. That's going to show some of these themes, not just of earnings performance, but also the sources of resilience for the REITs facing this crisis.
Great. Calvin, thank you so much for this week's update.
Thank you for having me, Sarah.
And for more analysis on how REITs and listed real estate are responding to the coronavirus crisis, be sure to visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com.